I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
It was a good one to get through. It was obviously pretty tight at the end of both sets.
Andy Murray of Scotland has taken another big step in his tennis comeback, beating world number 13 Matteo Berrettini of Italy 7-6, 7-6 in the first round of the China Open in Beijing.
It's a bit of progress for me again this week, which is good. I feel like the progress has been quite consistent, and hopefully that keeps going through to the end of the year.
The win was the biggest for Murray, a former world number one player, since undergoing a second hip surgery on January 28th. He won the China Open 3 years ago and is happy to return to Beijing.
I've always enjoyed playing over here. I think I like the conditions here. I have good memories, obviously, from the tournaments in Shanghai and Beijing. And, hopefully, I can have a good run here.
Murray began his comeback in August at the Western and Southern Open in Cincinnati, losing to French opponent Richard Gasquet in straight sets. But the big difference for Murray now compared to last year is the lack of constant pain in his right hip.
I think just not being in pain now is making tennis like a little bit more fun. So the practice and the preparation for tournaments is a lot easier. Last few years that really wasn't the case, and I was finding it all like really stressful. Wasn't getting much enjoyment out of it. So it's a little bit different now, which is nice.
Third-seeded Stefanos Tsitsipas of Greece needed three sets to get past Dusan Lajovic of Serbia 4-6, 6-3, 6-4.
Somehow, I got a few points here and there, got the break from the early start in the second. Kept my momentum and fought those nerves that were very difficult to handle from the beginning of the match. My assessment is that I played really well after the second set.
Tsitsipas found his confidence growing steadily when he needed it in the third and deciding set.
I think once I started expecting more from myself, I kind of loosened up and found solutions to break him back and played with more intensity after getting broken. And I think my mindset was at its right point.
Dominic Thiem of Austria is the tournament's top seed, and he eliminated Richard Gasquet 6-4, 6-1.
I was feeling very well from the first practice. I was doing here great doubles yesterday also. So I came into the match with great confidence and, of course, also happy to have the first victory here in China.
Thiem has a lot of respect for every opponent at the China Open.
It's one of the strongest tournaments. Last seed is 13, so you can lose every match if you're not on the top of your performance.
And, of course, the Chinese players.
Everybody who is playing at home has this extra percent, also with the crowd.
After 4 weeks of play in the National Football League, just three teams can boast perfect records: the New England Patriots and Kansas City Chiefs in the American Conference, and the San Francisco 49ers in the National Conference.
Whenever you get the win, you always feel good.
San Francisco is 3-0 after getting past the Pittsburgh Steelers 24-20. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo says the winning feeling extends through the whole team.
It's a mindset that we have in the locker room. It's a great group of guys, great coaches, and I think it starts from the top down. It's just we know what we have, and we just have to go prove it on the field now.
Every NFL team gets a bye week during the regular season. For San Francisco, time off came early in week 4.
Yeah, it's weird. I've never had a bye this early, but it is what it is type of thing. So, got to go back, have a good week of assessing ourselves and get ready for the Monday night game.
New England and Kansas City have both won their first 4 games, both surviving close battles in the past week. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid was happy to get a 34-30 victory while visiting the Detroit Lions.
We'll have some work to do getting ready for our next opponent there. We'll enjoy it. This is a tough place to play, and it's hard to win in the National Football League. So, we'll take it.
New England coach Bill Belichick has had nearly the same assessment of his Patriots teams every season over the past 2 decades.
We have a hard-working team. I have a lot of confidence in our team. We'll just keep working hard to do things better. Do better next week.
The Patriots slipped past the host Buffalo Bills 16-10 in a performance quarterback Tom Brady hopes will be better next time.
I think we're all just trying to improve and
today was, you know, I think we could do better than that. But glad we won. I'm glad we're 4-0.
The 42-year-old Brady remains consistent and reliable in his 20 years with New England, an NFL record for seasons quarterbacking one team. He has played in 9 Super Bowls, winning a record 6 since 2001, and his post-game comments have remained consistent as well.
They all count the same. We're just going to have to figure out how to do a better job on offense. Defense is, I know they're going to play great. They've been playing great all season long. I just got to go out there and do the best job I can do, and I've been trying to do that for 20 years now.
While only 3 undefeated teams remain, several franchises are looking to win their first game this season, including the Miami Dolphins, Denver Broncos, Cincinnati Bengals, Washington Redskins, and Arizona Cardinals, all teams that have previously won or played in the Super Bowl.
There's nothing like a win.
French golfer Victor Perez gets the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship win for his first trophy on the European Tour.
The confidence that you get from getting it done, it's so difficult at this level to win that being my first year, I'm obviously delighted.
A 27-year-old Perez carded a winning 22 under par to hold off Matthew Southgate of England by 1 stroke on the old course at St. Andrews in Scotland.
It was an amazing day, very stressful. I didn't get much sleep last night and wasn't really hungry either. And it was just a battle out there with Matt. Just hats off to him. He gave me a hell of a fight out there, and I felt like it could have gone either way, and I was fortunate enough that it was my time today.
Perez didn't know who might challenge as he headed into the final 9 holes.
Up until the turn, it was pretty open. I felt like anybody from the groups ahead could have made a run, and but thankfully they didn't, and it just ended up being a one-on-one battle with Matt going to the last 4 or 5 holes, and the switch was really 14. When I birdied that hole, I felt like I came back in the game, and then I held strong for the last 4.
Southgate found himself in a surprisingly good place.
Oh, I've done everything I could do, really. I was quite impressed with how level-headed I stayed, and felt amazingly calm really all day, which was quite a surprise, to be honest. I thought I might be a little bit more excited. And
he's been struggling all year.
You know, it's been a horrible season for me, and this has sorted that right out and got us right back in the hunt for getting Race Dubai, and that's the goal for me, really. And, you know, I think I've proven to the world this week that when I do switch it on, I can mix it with the best, and I've beaten a hell of a lot of good players this week.
But Southgate will cherish his effort.
I'm sure when it all comes out in the wash, I'll be having a beer somewhere and a smile with some good friends, and I'm going to look back on this week as a huge success and a massive achievement in my career to shoot 4 scores like that on 4 golf courses, you know, 4 rounds on those golf courses that we played this week.
Perez enjoyed the unique format of the event, playing 3 different courses and with an amateur partner.
This is completely different, playing 3 different courses, going to Kingsbury and going to Carnoustie, obviously 2 rounds here makes it incredibly special. And but yeah, the format is awesome. I think it's a chance for the amateurs to see from inside the ropes and connect with the players, which is something that they strive and they love to do, and chat with us and ask what clubs we hit and why and all these kind of questions. And I think it's really cool that we can give back to those people as well.
The pair's title at the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship went to Tommy Fleetwood of England and Ogden Phipps.
The team score helped me, really, because it took my focus off what I was doing, and actually I was really concentrating on the team and doing that, and I think it just helped me mentally.
For Fleetwood, the pair's win was bigger than having the lowest score among the professionals.
It means a lot when it's not just yourself, it's a partnership.
Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland was paired with his father, Jerry. They placed 2nd.
We played as good as we could. We shot 61, 62, 61 the last 3 days. My dad played great. We had a great time. You know, it's going into today, that's all we were wanting to do was to try and win the team event. We gave it a really good run.
It was an early present for his father's 60th birthday.
You know, this is probably the first time we've really been in contention to win the team event as well. So it was good fun.
Will Dad have a similar birthday gift next year?
Look, if he wants to, then I will. But I don't have any real ambition to play again. I'm happy enough with what we've done. But yeah, look, we'll see. If that's what he wants for his 61st, I'm sure I can make it happen.
Looking very forward to the Spanish Open this year. It's always a pleasure to play in my home country.
It's always a special feeling to play on home soil, one that Spaniard Rafa Cabrera Bello has been looking forward to.
We feel the love and support from the crowds, from the promoters, from the organizers, from everyone involved in the event. And of course, we want to play our best and show everyone our best golf. Sometimes it doesn't happen, but it doesn't matter. I mean, they if they see us trying our hardest, then they appreciate that.
Cabrera Bello will have to adapt to the Open d'Espagne course in Madrid that he has not seen in several years.
It's an old school design, a vintage course, if you want to call it that way, and like all of them, probably accuracy of the tee and the course management on the shots to the green is very important.
Sergio Garcia is impressed with the course.
The course has changed a little bit, some new tees here and there, but the essence of the course is still the same. Small greens, you have to drive the ball well. You know, if you miss fairways, a lot of tricky shots with trees and stuff. So, it looks really, really nice. And you know, at the end of the day, it just comes down to playing well, hitting the shots that you have to hit and that you have to hit. We'll see how it turns out.
As a past Open d'Espagne winner, Garcia would like to have another title.
It's good to be a part of it again. I think 16 was the last time I played in Valderrama. But I'm excited for it. Obviously, it's a tournament that I won in the past a while back, and I would love to kind of renew that a little bit, that feeling here at the Open d'Espagne. And it should be good fun here in Madrid.
John Rahm knows the feeling of winning at home. He did at last year's tournament.
You know, walking off that green with the support I had that week, you know, 50,000 fans showed up to an event where I was late planned, late advertising, late everything, right? I would like to know how many European tour events get 50,000 people in 1 week. So I felt really proud of my country. I was really proud of myself to be able to come and win. And, you know, as a Spaniard, it's a huge honor to represent Spain. It's a huge honor to represent Spanish golf. And, you know, we all try to follow Seve's steps. And to be able to win that event, it was unique. It was very special for me.
A win last year was great, but Rahm is seeking more.
You know, there's just some weeks that I want to win, and this is one of them. I would love to be able to multiple time Open d'Espagne champion, and I would love this to be the first time I'm successfully defending a title. So I'm hoping that happens.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.